Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Fashionpreneur Talk with Gitana Stallion Podcast. How are you? How is your fashion business? If you don't know me, my name is Sandra. I am a fashion stylist and a fashion business consultant. And this podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. So if you have any questions, write to me at info@gitanastallion.com. I will leave a link for you as well. So you know, I encourage you to check out our Etsy store where you can find workbooks and planners to get organized in your fashion business. We also have a planner club, which is our monthly subscription where we work together every month, or you can do the intensive, which is a 10-week email program that is called the Fashion Business Online Incubator. I will leave links for you below as well if you're interested. Now, the best way to connect with us is to hang out inside our free Facebook group, Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout, where I host events and answer questions and share resources with you. And also our Fashionpreneur list, which is our email list where you can just get emails from us with all these details, all this information, all these links, okay? So I wanna say thank you for watching this video today and joining us today for the podcast. We are going to focus on branding today, okay? We are going to talk about the branding elements that your fashion business needs, okay? So people throw this word branding right and left all the time. You have to focus on your branding. You have to work on your branding. You have to develop your branding. What are they talking about, right? So I wanted to share with you three things here today that would help you hopefully understand what this is all about and what you need to work on in your business to provide the best experience to your customers, okay? So the first thing about branding is the physical part of it, the image part of it, which is, you know, a feature or a set of features that help people identify your brand. So these could be like your logo, like your colors, your fonts, your style. So, you know, every brand has a particular logo, particular colors they use, a particular font or set of fonts, right? They have a particular style. So if the brand is very minimalistic, right? The fonts they choose, the way they style things, right? So it's in a particular way, okay? Why? Because that helps people identify that brand, right? So think about all the brands you know. Think about, you know, the ones that you really like. What is, you know, their colors they use. You know, you can immediately think about their logo. You can immediately think about all the different elements they use. Some of them might use different figures or different, you know, different things that help you identify that brand. So that's the first thing, the physical part of it, okay? The image part of it. Then the second thing is the experience you provide to your customers through your brand. So every time someone buys from you, every time they do business with you, you know, how do they feel? So depending on the brand that you work with, right? You have a different experience. So for example, if you go to Starbucks, you know, they say, you know, certain things, they help you feel a certain way, right? That is branding as well. The experience that you go through is branding, okay? So every time that you go to a Starbucks, no matter where it is in the world, right, you have the same experience, okay? Or let's say you go to Neiman Marcus, right? And you go to the store, they treat you a certain way, they say certain things, you have a particular experience there. And it's the same experience, right, all over the place, right? That is branding, okay? And then the third element, it could be the ideology of the business or the culture of the business, right? So this is when, for example, brands support a particular cause or a particular, you know, topic. Maybe, you know, there's a lot of brands nowadays, right, that focus on sustainability and they talk about it and they include it in their business and they connect with their customers through that ideology, right? Or that culture, maybe the way they do things in the business, right? Because they believe in fair pay, for example, and they talk about it and they create content around that, right? So that is also branding, okay? So, you know, there's more things, but the three basic things are the ones that I'm sharing here with you today, which first is that physical aspect of it, your colors, your fonts, your style, your logos, right? Then there's the experience part of it. How do people feel when they interact with your brand? Okay, the experience that you provide there. Then there's the ideology or the culture. Are you supporting a particular idea or a particular topic? And, you know, you don't have to do all of them, but all of them help. I would say that at least, you know, the image and the experience are really important. And the ideology and the culture has been something that, you know, these past years has been very strong, and people have found a lot of success with it. And, you know, it makes sense because you're developing relationships with people and creating a culture in the business, or having sharing an ideology makes people come together. So I hope that this is helpful. Let me know if you have any questions at all. I want to ask you, you know, how does your brand make people feel? What is the experience that you're providing to people? Do you think you need to work in one of these elements more than the other? We do have a worksheet on our Etsy store called the Branding Design Kit, where that you can get to start, you know, getting ideas flowing. And this is also something that we dive deep in our email program, the Fashion Business Online Incubator. So I'll leave links below for you, so you can, you know, check it out and see if that's something that, you know, you need more help with. But thank you so much for watching again. Let me know if you have any questions, and yeah, I'll see you guys in our next episode. Okay, bye guys.